This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Something else that he said in an interview with the New York Times, which is that he's going to go after the Clintons' personal scandals. Here's what he told the Times. Hillary Clinton was married to the single greatest abuser of women in the history of politics. Hillary was an enabler, and she attacked the women who Bill Clinton mistreated afterward. Governor, that's what he was telling the New York Times on Friday. He wasn't talking about ISIS, wasn't talking about taxes. He was talking about the way the Clintons treated women.
You saw Hillary Clinton on the debate stage talking about these very issues, and you saw Hillary Clinton on the about women, and you saw Hillary Clinton on the debate stage essentially accuse Donald Trump of being a racist. Yet I don't see any outrage from the mainstream media about that. The fact is that Donald Trump's entire life has been towards making sure that everyone in America has an opportunity at a great job. Everybody in America has an opportunity to build wealth. That's what he's been about during his career. Yet you have Mrs. Clinton on stage talking about and essentially saying that Donald Trump was a racist. And yet we don't have any outrage about that, but every time there's an utterance that somehow offends the Northeastern liberal elite, we have outrage towards Donald Trump. Where's the outrage towards Hillary Clinton calling a successful businessman and the Republican nominee for president a racist? I mean, you know, Chris, there's got to be some fair play here, and I haven't seen it, and I'm not going to jump to every piece of bait that people throw up when nobody is spending time talking about the outrageous things Hillary Clinton said on that debate stage less than a week ago.
Governor, well, that's the operative word, and Governor's right. You know, everything that people throw up. This whole racist deal, come on, give me a break. And Lester Holt is complicit in that. I mean, he basically picked up where Candy Crowley left off, in my humble opinion. He just did not even want to be close to Matt Lauer. He's trying to make a name for himself and hold on to any kind of equity he has as an anchor. And, of course, he's got to satisfy those on the left, even though supposedly he's a registered Republican. The way he went after Trump and particularly trying to bait him, you know, with that whole situation about Barack Obama's birth certificate. And, you know, come on, you know, most of America wants to accept it. So hey, why argue it? It's the wrong gospel, wrong church. Although I saw this over the weekend. I had not seen this deal before. I don't know how I missed it, but Bruno Mars, this is from, you know, a couple of seasons ago on Saturday Night Live. He did this deal as a Filipino huckster in Hawaii selling birth certificates. Oh my goodness, it is a hoot. And this is the thing, you know, that Barack Obama does and other people is that when they, you know, they're kind of somewhat getting away with things, they just kind of turn it into a joke. It's almost like, well, you can't say I didn't say anything because it was a joke. You know, we joked about it, so I must have talked about it. So that's their way of kind of, you know, putting it out there, but not putting it out there. And so, but Bruno Mars, I mean, talked about the selling of U.S. Birth certificates in Hawaii. And this is something that has become known through the investigations by George Arpaio and his right-hand lieutenant, Mike Zulu, is that he found out when he investigated and was asked to go out there to check it out. And he found out, there is major problems there on the islands of Hawaii and how, people are going, well, of course, you know, Hawaii's been a birth certificate mill for ages. And we don't even want to talk about that. We want to talk about building a wall, you know, down south and dealing with the immigration problems that we have there. But nobody wants to talk about Hawaii. Now, is that a problem? You know, should we talk about it? But, anyway, like I said, you got to see that Bruno Mars deal. It's a hoot from Saturday Night Live from a couple years ago. Like I said, I don't know how I missed it, but I did and saw it and was quite revealing. So, you know, for what it's worth. This is Bill Martinez. We're live 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Michael Dougherty coming up next. Stay with us. According to the Mayo Clinic, your bones are continuously changing. New bone is made and old bone is broken down. Now, when you're young, your body makes new bone faster than it breaks down old bone and your bone mass increases. Makes sense, doesn't it? Most people reach their peak bone mass at around 30. After that, bone remodeling continues, but you lose slightly more bone mass than you gain. Now, how likely you are to develop osteoporosis, a condition that causes bones to become weak and brittle, depends on how much bone mass you attain by the time you reach age 30 and how rapidly you lose it after that. The higher your peak bone mass, the more bone you have in the bank, and the less likely you are to develop osteoporosis as you age. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we focus on absorbability of bone-building calcium, magnesium, vitamin D3, and boron. Try our 98% healthy body, bone, and joint pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop,
hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. So, okay, so what's going on? LeBron is now endorsing Hillary Clinton. You know, and this is the whole situation, you know, that it comes down to is that, you know, Democrats, progressives are just absolutely freaking out because Trump, went out of bounds. He's not supposed to go talk to black America. Republicans aren't supposed to go talk to black America. They're supposed to just accept the status quo. You know, the Democrats have, you know, seized up this demographic for many years. You know, Johnson said at least 100 years he would have them voting for Democrats ever since the war on poverty in 1964. But the fact of the matter is that Democrats haven't delivered on any of their promise. You know, they put a lot of money, you know, towards supposedly the black community. But who got the money? You know, just the war on poverty alone, $22 trillion. Who got the money? You know, it's like the same thing. You know, you see, you know, potentially what's going to happen to Haiti again. And you go, does this mean Haiti's going to need some more money? Yeah, they're going to need some more money. Does that mean that the buzzards behind the Clinton Foundation are going to be flying overhead on the heels of all that government money, the people's money going out to help Haiti after they endure another hurricane situation, quite possibly, when they haven't even paid all the money that they were supposed to pay from the last one, according to Peter Schweitzer? But, you know, Democrats and progressives say, you know, what are you guys worried about? You know, it's just that's kind of like a smoking gun. Well, you know, I think Chris Wallace's not a smoking gun. I mean, it was Charles Krautheimer. It's not smoking, it's smoking cannons. I mean, to the point that just outside of the Clinton offices, Clinton Foundation offices there in New York, Haitians are going, hey, where's the money? And now what are they going to do? Get more Haitians over there going, where's the other money? You know, as a result of, you know, what could happen, you know, to that poor country once again as it gets savaged by a hurricane, quite possibly, that's, you know, heading possibly here to, you know, to Florida. So we're getting ready to batten down the hatches ourselves. But, you know, I like the ones that they're showing where it stays east of us. You know, it just kind of keeps going and somehow gets around the Carolinas and just flies on out into the ocean there in the Atlantic. I like that that pattern and that model that they're showing. But, you know, with these things, you just don't know until you know. And, you know, they're saying now there's a possibility, particularly in Florida where we're at, that we could get some, you know, tropical storms and some winds activity possibly later this week. But we'll see. You know, we'll see what happens. They're all keeping an eye on it. But again, you know, you know, Trump, getting back to Trump, he goes to black America and says, hey, how do you feel? How's it working for you? You know, at this point, what have you got to lose? You guys have been putting all your eggs in the Democratic basket, and what have they done for you? I mean, hey, look, you had a black president for 8 years, and if the black president couldn't help you, I mean, he seemed to want to help Muslims more than black America, but, you know, if he didn't help you, then what do you think? You think Hillary's going to do this? What Donald Trump needs to consider embracing here just a bit is some of the information that was shared over the primaries you know, brilliant ideas like Marco Rubio. You've heard me talk about his reference to Hillary Clinton being, you know, she's old news. And, you know, old policies, old political ways that have should have nothing to do with the new 21st century America. She is yesterday's news. And there are things there that Trump should embrace. Comments that Ted Cruz made. John Kasich, when it comes to the economy and balancing the budget, there are sound bites. Brilliant sound bites. Mike Huckabee, when he was up there, Ben Carson, things that he said. I mean, in a sense, Donald Trump, you know, is the outcome of all these 17 that were on the stage and all had a piece of the pie and a piece of the puzzle and ideas of what really could make America great again. And I would highly recommend to Kellyanne Conway and to Steve Bannon that they go back and maybe study some of those responses from the other candidates and see how Trump can bring them in, because I think that could be, you know, in terms of unifying the party and getting, you know, getting the other people back on his side, but also understanding that what these men heard and what they saw and what they shared, and even Carly Fiorina, what she shared with America, you know, has credence and validity. Well, Michael Dougherty is with us right now, so let's bring Michael on. Michael is senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine, board member at Snoop Wall, the global leader in affordable breach prevention. Hey, Michael, what do you think of that idea? I was just saying with the audience that, you know, what Donald Trump should consider is embracing some of these one-liners, these eight-second sound bites that his competitors had to say, you know, about Hillary Clinton during the primary campaign. What do you think?
Well, I think it's a great idea to point at their hypocrisy, and it's amazing. I mean, look at the New York Times this weekend. Oh, he didn't break any laws, but he didn't pay taxes. Well, he paid tons of payroll taxes.
Right.
And look at the selective moral outrage. The silence is what you have to pay attention with these people, and then take their words and shove it back in their face, because it is amazing how people get outraged at certain things and then just whistle past the graveyard on others. I don't think looking survivors of people killed in Benghazi and lying to their face.
Yeah, I mean, how does that have any validity? You're exactly right, Michael. And as far as Donald Trump paying taxes or not, you know, I think that you talk to a majority of Americans and you say, how many of you want to pay taxes you don't need to pay?
Well, how many of you do? And then there's the misnomer, because whenever you say to the left, oh, most Americans don't pay taxes, they immediately go, oh, yes, they do. They pay their payroll tax. They pay their sales tax. You know, so this is all, we have got to get the media to stop being a PR agency and be journalists.
Yes.
And the New York Times and the Post are not journalists. They're PR firms. And it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, that's what they've reduced themselves to. They've abandoned their journalistic responsibilities at a heavy cost. I think ultimately for them, as they continue to lose circulation, and for us, we the people who are starving for objective journalism that can, you know, pursue, take all this money that they have, these resources that they have, and really find out what's going on. I mean, their main job is to hold this government accountable, and all they've done is given them keys to the asylum and said, go have at it. We'll carry your water for you. That's not right.
No, and then that's part of the deal, because then they're considered the special journalistic parts, and then they have family members and siblings at the top of the administration. They have access to the stories. And as long as they go along to get along and don't fry the people in power at the time, then they've got access. So there's a quid pro quo going on.
Yes, without a doubt. Well, and that's what we've been, you know, that's what we've been saying, Michael. I mean, there's a lure here to be, you know, part of the reindeer games in the Beltway and to go to the cocktail parties, you know, to be on the outside looking in. That's a bummer. And but to have the courage and the conviction of your profession to hold the line, I don't see it. I mean, where are they today?
It's just like this election's all about the people. We're going to have to wake up and get this and just hold them accountable and expect a temper tantrum like you've never seen all the way going up to Election Day.
Can you imagine? I mean, all these people, all these celebs say they're moving out. I said, what, like the same way like Barbara Streisand was supposed to move out, I think, back in 04. Last time I checked, she's still hanging out in Malibu. But you got all these other celebrities saying, oh, my goodness, if Donald Trump, I'm moving. Where are you going to move? You going to move to Russia? You want to go to Syria?
It goes to, here's what, why would we care if you move?
Yes.
Why are you so important? Who cares? Go ahead.
Yeah. Yes.
Guess what? It's a free country. If you didn't like who was, if you were living in China like it was, you couldn't move.
Exactly.
This report is brought to you by Tostitos and Pepsi. This season, Tostitos, the official chip and dip of the NFL, along with Pepsi, are offering football fans across the country the opportunity to experience the game like never before, participating in the pregame coin toss from the 50-yard line, or being on the field for the Super Bowl trophy presentation. Fans can enter the Win Unreal NFL Experience of Sweepstakes by visiting Tostitos.com for the chance to win a weekly Unreal NFL Experience and to get awesome NFL gear and prizes. Pat O'Toole, Senior Director of Marketing for Tostitos, knows that football fans love the game and the experiences around it. Whether they're tailgating in a parking lot or at home enjoying the game with their favorite Pepsi beverages and Tostitos snacks.
We're bringing our fans experiences they typically only dream of, from tossing the ball around with Drew Brees to helping team captains with the coin toss. These experiences give our fans the opportunity of a lifetime that only Tostitos and Pepsi can offer.
For more information, visit Tostitos.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
It's getting better all the time. I used to get mad in my school. The teachers that taught me weren't cool. They're holding me down, turning me around.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Getting so much.
Hey, however, you can connect with us online, any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have, or around the world via shortwave. Thanks for joining in, ladies and gentlemen, in the good fight to get this country back on track. Michael Dougherty is with us. He is a senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine, also the author of The Devil Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government's surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. Michael, I want to talk about what the FBI told us this past week about, you and I have talked about this, that this whole scandal of Hillary Clinton's email goes all the way into the Oval Office, no doubt about it. Number one, I want to talk about that, and also want to get your comments on President Obama selling us out of our internet control. Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
Let's talk about the FBI. The FBI knew this was going on. This thing smells so bad. I cannot defend Jim Comey any longer.
No, and this is what, you know, my heart goes out to all the people in the FBI that act ethically, that go do the grind investigative work every day, because most of these people are sick about this. Mm-hmm. This is, I mean, the last thing we need is any valid doubt on the objectivity and the intent of the FBI, the Justice Department. And this stinks. This is so, and again, it's the hypocrisy. If you're my age, 55, and you remember the moral outrage of Nixon, and you compare what was going on then to now, that is nothing. Nothing to how deep and broad these tentacles are. Mm. I mean, the AG for Nixon threw him under the bus, and here everyone is in concert with each other across agencies, and I don't know how these people look themselves in the mirror. Mm. And it's a tipping point, and it's very, very bad that we have got to sit here and cross our fingers that Assange is going to drop bombs on these
people. I know. Can you imagine? We're hoping for somebody outside of this country to give the information that we should have, because all these agencies have sold themselves out. They've seared their conscience here, Michael, it would seem.
Well, and because they have been bred and raised and held very cautiously in a bubble, and they have no experience outside. That's why the country is so split. Mm-hmm. And they don't think they think they're bad. They think they're wonderful. They are so proud of themselves. And all they do is interact with each other and go on some self-congratulatory culture. It's a groupthink, and it's job security. It's very, very dangerous. We've seen this before when cultures of people, and there's so many people in the bureaucracy and the fourth estate of the government and in these bureaucracies, they are a separate culture, and they're shocked. I mean, Comey is outraged and angry and shocked that people would think that he would not be completely ethical and could look this. But the facts are right there. It's crazy, and he's done.
Yes.
You know, the question is, I guess the question is, and this is what Trump has to do. He has to make Hillary all these faces. You don't want these faces there anymore. You have to get rid of her. You can't let her in. If you want her,
she's the queen bee in the nest here.
That's right.
You know,
and you have to watch. I mean, you watch the Brexit vote, and you watch what happened there, and you watch the media hysterics, and then watch what really happened. Nothing. Yes. And then actually things will be better, right? But you watch the stairs and you listen to the screaming. It's just like a child throwing a huge temper tantrum. We are going to see such a collective temper tantrum the next 4 weeks. And if Trump has got to walk the line and hit back with these type of things, and just look in the camera and ask the public what they want.
Let the evidence carry the day. You don't need to get into all this emotional stuff about, you know, Miss Universe and taxes and all that. Like you said, there is so much for her to own. And this is the thing. She's keeping him on the heels of his feet, off balance, so that he doesn't come back and aggressively point out these things in much the same way that Barack Obama did to John Kerry. And, the other thing that hit me, Michael, for just a moment, and I could be wrong on this, but what I sensed in that first debate, was there a little bit of fear in Donald Trump?
Well, I don't know if it might be overcoaching. I heard there were over a dozen people in the room. You know, and this is what candidates. It's like you get too many, and some of them, two generals. I mean, you know, this Kellyanne Conway has really sort of settled him in a really good way, and he needs to keep his team and commit to it. And it can't be the same team that ruined Mitt Romney.
Well, Ed Conard, who was part of the inner circle, and we're going to be talking to him in the next few weeks because he's just written a book. And he told me, he goes, Bill, he had 10 consultants. I go, you got to be kidding me. This guy's a businessman who knows about branding. You don't have 10 consultants because then you start creating camels. You know, this is not good.
And you become one yourself. I mean, you sit there and you're like, wait a minute, who's the boss? And what does the American people want to see? In these debates, we want to see someone that bleeds and needs and just is passionate about wanting that office and cares so much. And basically, Trump needs to just marry his agenda. And when she throws something out, not grab the red herring. Just lay into it, toss it off the side, and go. Mm-hmm. And that, just like, remember when Romney totally toasted Obama being that way? And then what happened? He coasted and lost. People want to see passion and intensity and clarity. Now, the thing about Trump is he is so critical in business. He is such a tough boss. That's what he's branded for himself. He better be tough on himself as well. People are stunned that he wasn't so well prepared. We don't want to see him name calling and acting like a petulant child. But when she lays up balls to hit easily, hit him.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And you don't have to worry about threatening in the last sentence of the debate that you could have put her down, but out of respect for her husband and her daughter, he didn't want to say. I mean, come on. You know,
on the bright side is he didn't hurt himself that much. I mean, the polls are still not moved that much. I mean, things came out today showing he still had like 4 points. So, you know, that's fine. But, you know, he actually could take off if he really just. And here's the thing. Better peak late than early. There's still two more to go and closer. There's so much more that can happen. This is the least important one. But he didn't hurt himself.
And we got the vice presidential debate tomorrow night too, Michael. And I think Pence is, you know, I just am very confident with Governor Pence.
Sure. Oh, hell, he's a professional, and he's going to be exactly what, you know, we will expect to see in a more sort of mainstream type.
Actually,
it'll be old school. Irony is that, you know, this election, we've got the pit bulls in the in the presidential slot. And, you know, it is it's entertaining. But he's, you know, Hillary put her cards down. She studied very, very hard how to provoke him and make him reactive and knock him off his game. And nothing gets Trump, because he's narcissistic, extremely more upset than you know, insulting
the personal
his self-image.
Yeah. Exactly.
And he better get that is just something he's going to have to let that go and keep his eye on the ball.
Right. Well, and be careful. I mean, you know, as we said at the start of this, President Obama knew all along what was going on with Hillary's emails. It's clear the FBI has made that known now that we've found some of those emails that have been destroyed, and somehow it's still okay and justified. I don't know how Comey stays there. That's got to just be one uncomfortable spot, other than knowing that Barack Obama is going to, you know, cover his back and the AG is going to, you know, take care of him as well. But public opinion is a disaster for him. And speaking of Obama, he sells out our internet. What next?
Well,
is there anything left? Is there anything left for him to sell out of America now?
He'll find it. We know he's got his Christmas list, doesn't he, before he's done. And you know, folks, all you can say is, you picked it.
Yes.
Okay, so don't believe the talk. Watch the walk so this stops happening. Because here's a guy that built pseudonyms in way before what happened recently with Hillary and her email server. He had everyone working on their Gmail account in his tentacle team that infiltrated these agencies from his first term. And so this is just an old method, and this is how this guy rolls. We can't stop this stuff. And if you think of Clinton isn't just as good at that as that, think again. So if you like being lied to, there's your person.
There it is. Exactly. So now the internet's out of our hands. Going to go? Are we going to turn it over to the UN? Is that the deal?
Well, we're going to turn it over to, we don't know yet, and that's where we're afraid it's going to go. It's going to international body, and the international body could be a lot of bad guys. So
no question,
it's not worth risking.
Exactly. Michael Dougherty. Michael, thank you. Appreciate the insight. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 after.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier.
For many, fall means it's finally football season. Match the fun on the field by creating your own game to get into the competitive spirit. Ben Napier.
As Ole Miss alums, we take football season very seriously. For some friendly competitive fun before kickoff, create a larger-than-life woodblock game. Sand down wooden 4x4s and cut into 48 pieces, each 18 inches long. Start stacking into a tower, taking turns pulling pieces to see who knocks it over first.
Aaron Napier.
For tailgating supplies, we love to use our Bank America Cash Rewards credit card because we earn 1% cash back on every purchase. Even better, we can also earn 2% cash back on grocery store and wholesale club purchases and 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter. Let the games begin.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
So speak life, speak life to the dead and darkest night.
Your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's all about you and for you because we are a government of, for, and by we the people. And that's what it's all about. If we're going to get this country back on track, it's going to be because of a grassroots movement. It has to happen from the bottom up, not top down. Top down, as you know, is what got us into this mess. Well, the question is that October surprise, is it now going to be a no surprise? Is WikiLeaks' Assange now delaying the October surprise that he said would come and have a direct effect on this next election? He says that supposedly that it's been canceled, a much anticipated announcement that some believe could be that October surprise that Julian Assange has been hinting at for weeks, but the revelation could still come. They're telling us in a video leak presentation scheduled for Tuesday on the 10th anniversary of the leaked emails clearinghouse. With us right now, Jennifer Burke, co-founder of Politistic and the editor-in-chief, a graduate of Texas A&M University, go Aggies, and a certified teacher with 12 years experience in the classroom. Jennifer, how are we doing?
We're doing pretty well. My Aggies are ranked number 8 in the nation, so
hey,
it's even better Monday.
Hey, it's all good. Hey, there's some things that are important in life, and as long as the Aggies are doing good, you know, we can sleep well at night. Hey, what do you make of this latest news about the October surprise, maybe not so much a surprise after all?
I was I was rather taken aback. I was very surprised because, you know, when WikiLeaks says they're going to do something, I mean, it typically happens. And remember the whole controversy with the person who they thought was the leak within the Democrat Party that got them information all of a sudden randomly getting killed in the streets of D.C. in the middle of the night, and Julian Assange offering a
$25,000 reward, right?
About his murder.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if he's just delaying it because, what's his name, Roger Stone tweeted, oh, you know, it's going to happen on Wednesday. I wonder if he wants it to be more of a blindsided thing so the Clinton campaign can't prepare for damage control.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's, because I can't see him not doing it, period.
Yeah, and so I don't think it'll be on a Friday, will it? It won't be on a Friday.
No, I think there's, I don't think, they want their information to get out. They don't bury it like the government with a Friday data dump.
Exactly.
So,
yeah, I mean, with all that he said and with the confidence and what he's shared so far, of course, the Democrats were taken aback when he revealed 20,000 emails that, you know, really turned that smoking gun into a big cannon that Bernie Sanders was claiming about how everything had been rigged.
Right. Right. So, and, you know, now it's, so much has been exposed with all that. You know, Bernie Sanders, after his supporters bought into the whole socialist revolution, and then now he's just bowing down to Hillary Clinton, and despite all the things he said against her, and it's like, okay, what happened to the revolution? That's why Hillary appeared, I think, on, I was talking about this with my son, on Between Two Ferns, is because she can't get the millennial vote, and she's trying desperately to, you know, appeal to them, and she's just not, it's just not working.
Well, I think
so
part
I'm
of the,
anxious for the October surprise. I hope it comes out soon.
Yeah, you and me both. And I think that the problem she runs into is one that Marco Rubio had said earlier during the primaries, and that is that Hillary represents yesterday. It's not tomorrow. It's not today.
Mm-hmm.
And he very succinctly put it in that in those terms, and many millennials could align with that. That made sense to them. And now they've got Hillary, or they've got a revolutionary to choose in with one Donald Trump.
Yeah, what my son's girlfriend actually was saying was she thought, now, thank goodness they're pretty well grounded in what they believe politically, but they do see a lot of people around them and maybe who at one point was supporting Hillary, thinking about it, actually going towards Gary Johnson, which I think is a little crazy. But, and this, unfortunately for the Democrats, a lot of millennials are aware of the involvement Hillary had with the attacks and the cover-ups and the, you know, everything that happened to Bill Clinton's mistresses and sexual assault and rape accusers.
Right.
I mean, they're not comfortable with that.
Yeah, even though it wasn't necessarily part of their upbringing. I mean, by the time they grew up, Monica Lewinsky was passed. But what they're starting to reconnect with is that, wait a minute, she was yesterday's millennial. I mean, that was us in the Oval Office.
Right.
That could have been us, right? So they're seeing, and then they're realizing, oh, wait a minute, Hillary went after the women, called them bimbos.
Mm-hmm.
We've got, you know, potential rape cases here that took place by a governor, a sitting governor, and then a president, and sexual harassment, and that goes by. I mean, I don't know how she potentially defends that, other than the mainstream media continues to, you know, cover her water and protect her.
Right. Remember a few months ago, a millennial actually stood up at a Hillary town hall and asked her. This was during the whole time Hillary was pushing, if you're a victim of a sexual assault, you have a right to be believed. And the woman stood up and asked her, well, what about Juanita Broderick, and listed these names?
Yes.
And Hillary chuckled and said, you have a right to be believed until you're proven, until it's proven that it's not true, or until it's proven that you shouldn't be, or something
right.
like that. Something.
But there was no due process with her. I mean, how can I mean, doesn't that gall you? I mean, right away she had her team on these women, Kathleen Willey and Broderick and Jennifer Flowers and on
right.
the list goes. They were, you know, attack dogs, as they say in the parlance, right?
And Trump should be doing commercials. You know, you got to, because the media is trying to, like you said, carry her water and say, oh, that should she really be held accountable for what her husband did? It's not just what her husband did. It was what she did in her quest for power, money, and control. And so the lives of those women were irrelevant to her. They were stepping stones that needed to just be tossed out of the way and destroyed. There's so much material You know, I was watching a sports, a college football game the other night, and Hillary was running a commercial, and I said, oh, she's trying to get, you know, the millennials. She's running commercials everywhere all the time. I'm not seeing any Trump commercials. And there's so much material you could use for, I could write commercials for them. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Exactly.
There's so much material you could use. She has to be exposed for who she is, because she is not the moderate, level-headed, understanding grandma that she's trying to portray herself to be.
Yeah, you can tell it's very awkward. I mean, it doesn't come from the heart. They're just words. It's missing pathos, without a doubt. You know, speaking of children, my son even pointed out, because my son was part of a gaming internet consortium network that is international. I mean, there are thousands. I mean, over 30,000 young people that were involved. And Sean Smith was participating in a game on that night in Benghazi. And he said from time to time when they, and this was before 9/11, that whenever there was incoming, he would make sidebar comments to everybody. You know, hey, we're taking some fire. But that night particularly, goes, whoa, we're under attack. This is close. And so all these young people, you know, mainly millennials that were involved in gaming and that knew Sean Smith through this enterprise and through this network, boy, I'll tell you, they're not happy campers with Hillary Clinton, knowing that they killed somebody, that she's responsible for the death of someone that they knew and enjoyed and saw him as an ally and as a friend through the association of this gaming concept.
Right. And I had heard about that, how he was saying things on the gaming board, and it kind of gave a...
kind of a realistic viewpoint of what was going on.
Yeah, what was going on, you know. But, you know, we see the Situation Room photo that was staged to make it look like they were all intensely looking at what was happening. And, you know, when Bin Laden was murdered, and then what they were supposedly doing the night of Benghazi. And it's just all not true. I mean, I don't know if you saw 13 Hours, but they even had the survivors had to find their own way home.
Exactly.
And we heard with the Iranian-American Christian minister who had been held hostage, a prisoner for years. My husband was watching something about him on TV, and he said he had to find his way home.
Yeah.
I mean, the government didn't even, you know, and the Hillary Clinton State Department had nothing to do with even bringing the survivors of things home.
Exactly. Well, Jennifer Burke has been with us. Jennifer, we got to leave it there. Always good to have you on with us. We'll have you back again, as always, Editor-in-Chief of Politistic. This is Bill Martinez live.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
You gotta shake, shake, shake. Like you shake, shake, shake. Brand new look so good on you. So shake like you've been shaked. Come on, shake.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Maybe he came to you.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email? We'd love to hear from you. Good, bad, indifferent. Hey, what's on your mind? Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Well, we brought him back home safely. He's been traveling all over the place, having some fun time with the wife unit, and deservedly so. Bob Walaszewski, Focus on the Family's Director of Media and Culture. Robert, welcome home, buddy.
Well, thank you, Bill. Wow, what a fabulous vacation we had. My wife and I were able to
get
5 countries in Europe.
5 countries?
A lot of pictures. Yeah,
oh,
we've been in Germany, France, Italy, Switzerland, Austria. So there was nothing we would undo except maybe a drive. We rented a car and we drove through the city of Florence. I would never do that again. Mm. I can't believe I actually made it with the car in one piece. Praise
really?
God.
Oh,
but,
my gosh, crazy.
But visiting Florence was wonderful, but driving through Florence was the worst air racing driving experience of my life. But I
that's when you understand what Paul was talking about, praying without ceasing. Is that what you're doing?
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Well, and then you're in one of my favorite areas, Austria. I mean, you go through there and you see that the hills are alive with music there, aren't they?
Well, we did. Our primary thing was a bike trip down the Danube River.
Oh,
so
wow,
we
yeah.
started in a little town just barely across the border in Austria into Germany called Passau,
yeah.
and then went to Vienna. 240 miles. I'm not much of a bike rider. My wife is, but 40 miles a day, I learned real quickly how to do it. And I'm happy to say I kept up and did pretty well. It wasn't.
And you haven't done this?
Flat.
You haven't done this 40 miles a day? That's like, I mean, that's like butt sore time, you know, if I can say that.
Well,
I mean,
I know.
That's hard on the butt.
Proud of ourselves.
Yeah.
We were very, very proud of ourselves to get it there. We paraglided in Interlaken, Switzerland. You know, basically you jump off a mountain and we were up in the air for 30 minutes approximately. That's a fabulous, fabulous
time. So you're on a perfectly good mountain and you jump off of it?
And my wife was about an inch away from backing out at the last minute. I don't blame her.
Yes.
You know, just thinking about being up there, and the only thing holding you up there is this basic, it looks like a modified kite, you know, is what it looks like. But, it, you know,
Well, it is a bit intimidating when you have the local priest there giving final rites before you jump. I mean, I'm with your wife. I'd probably think
I'm
twice.
Seeing him, but I think.
Exactly. Oh, well, I'm sorry you got to jump. I'm all out of anointing oil, so you're on your own. You might as well. Hey, well, great fun. Sounded like quite the trip. I can't wait to see all the pictures. I'm sure you're Facebooking it all over the place.
Yeah, I did that. And, of course, the only thing negative that I Facebooked about, I'm not much of a Facebooker, but when I go on vacation, especially one like this, I did kind of a daily thing. But I had a negative, and then we'll get to movies here real quick. But I thought people smoke too much in Europe.
Yes, they do, don't they?
The coffee is too expensive, and they don't give you all you can drink. They serve you in these little teeny cups, like out of a kid's
set. Oh, the demitasse. Yeah, the demitasse cups, yeah, right.
Yeah, and then they fill it up about a third. That's like, to me, it's like 3 teaspoons of coffee, and they charge you, you know, over a euro for it.
Oh, yeah.
And so that was a complaint. And the other thing, there's just no bathrooms in Europe.
Oh, no.
I mean, there are no public bathrooms in Europe. It's like,
well, I love it when people are standing outside with toilet paper. And, you know, this is Americans, you know, we don't take this for granted, you know, and people are standing outside and go, you want some of this? And go, oh, no, that's okay. Because you think toilet paper is inside till you get in there. You come waddling out going, yeah, I'll use some of that now.
Well, if you can find one like that, that's toilet paper, for me, just finding a bathroom was all hard. And it's like, oh, my goodness.
Well, it's funny you should talk about coffee, because when I was in Vienna, I drove them nuts because I wanted coffee to go. They don't believe in coffee to go. They're, you know, because they have coffee,
is
I think,
a cafe?
They have 2-3 times a day. You go to these little stores that have all their sweets and everything, like you say, the small demitasse cups, and it's all part of the business day ritual. It's no wonder they can't get things done there, because three times a day they go down, they have their little demitasse cup of coffee, their little sweet, and they're off and rolling, you know, and it's all done right there. Now I come in, and I go, hey, can I have coffee? Because I'm walking, I want to drink coffee.
Yeah.
Thank God I found a McDonald's, Bob. Found a McDonald's.
Well,
I go, hey, I got coffee to go now.
Yeah, and there are a couple Starbucks, very few.
Yeah. Oh, really? You found Starbucks, huh?
No. You know, yeah, in Vienna, there actually was one, and there was one in Paris. So, not enough for this kid who loves his morning cup of coffee.
I'm with you.
My prayer time with a cup of coffee is important to me.
Yes,
anyway.
Yes, I'm with you. Hey, let's talk movies.
Yeah.
Hey, I saw Sully, by the way, last night, finally. Finally had a chance to see it.
You know, what a great film overall. Yeah, it had a few language issues, but Sully, the man, Mr. Sullenberger, Captain Sullenberger, is a true hero that we live with. I mean, of course, the movie is about...
did he make the right decision?
Did he make the right decision, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the Monday morning quarterbacks basically said, no, he could have flown back to LaGuardia. He really made the wrong decision. Yes, everyone lived, and yes, he saved everyone's life, but he didn't save the plane. He could, you know, and by the time the film ends, you realize, no, he really couldn't have gotten back to LaGuardia, you know. Not with the information he had at the time he had to make it. He made the right decision. What a great hero.
It was a great perspective on man versus machinery. Bob, I think today so much is relied upon computer models, and this really brings that to light and pushes back a bit that you have to be thankful for the human element. Do not discount the human element, because we do so at our own peril. And this is, I think, part of the problem with our culture today. We're starting to rely too much on the machines.
Yeah, well, 50 years from now, we'll probably be looking at airplanes that don't even have pilots.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, and they're already, of course, cars, you know, driverless cars. They've been testing them for years.
Yeah.
Google, Microsoft, it seems like everybody's in the mix has one. And because there are so many people involved and so much money potentially in it, in our lifetime, we're going to see driverless cars.
Yeah.
So
well, you got to tell your boss, Jim Daly, he's got a new book to write, and that is going to be Marriages by Machine, you know, and he can write an update on his marriage book on, you know, down the road. There's not going to be any romance anymore. It's just going to be, hey, the machine says she's the one for you, so have fun. Yeah, exactly. That's it. Oh, so much fun.
I want to highlight, though, real quick, Sully is number five movie this week. Mm. It's been out four weeks.
Yes.
It's made $105 million so far, so I think the folks behind that one are good. But the number seven at the box office is a real favorite of mine. I think our listeners deserve to hear about it because it didn't do very well at the box office, and it deserves to do better. And quite frankly, because it's just the kind of encouraging, inspiring, uplifting film that I believe in, we believe in, and I just think if folks need to know about it. It's called Queen of Cowie.
Exactly.
And it's
limited release, though, Bob. I mean, only 12 screens.
Two weeks ago, it was in very limited release. And then even last weekend, it only went up to 1,242 theaters.
Right.
Now compare that to the number one film in the nation, Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, which was at 3,500 theaters. This one is very limited. But still, over 1,000 means a lot of people have the potential. But it only made $2.6 million, so it deserved to make probably at least 10, and it didn't do that well. But
right.
It tells a story of a terrible slum in Uganda called Katwe. We're just trying to come up with enough food to survive as a challenge.
Exactly.
And here's a Christian man by the name of Robert Katende, who just a few years ago decided to show a group of slum children how to move pawns and rooks around,
yes.
You know, what to do on the chessboard, what to do with kings and queens, and how to play good chess. And one of those, Fiona, turned out to be so good that she is now Uganda's female chess champion. It's just the kind of story, just a feel-good story. And I like the fact that behind it all was the fact that here's a Christian man representing a Christian ministry trying to do something for kids in the slums,
exactly.
And he's actually done something. He continues to do something. And it was a good reminder, not a heavy-handed reminder, but just a good reminder that if we set our mind to it and ask the Lord for open doors, it is possible the Lord could use us like he used Robert to do something kind of special among kids who really need it. So
yeah, we had a chance to interview him. We spoke with him last week with Robert.
Robert, did you?
Yeah, we did. It was such a blessing.
Was he in the States or did you?
No. We had to go through all the warlords to get to him in Uganda, and we kept getting cut off in that. But the courage of this man and the impact that he's made, and you know, and the other thing is let's not sell short by no means. I think sometimes we get this Western perspective of Christianity and we kind of take it for granted. What Robert Katende is doing and the light of God's grace shining in Uganda amongst these homeless people. I mean, as he says, Bill, we just, you know, saw this little girl. She came up. We wanted to play chess and we had no idea she was homeless. She was just a street urchin. Fiona was, you know. And he raised her up by mentoring her, you know, by utilizing the game of chess for her and these other kids. It's just a great story, and I agree with you. It's one of my favorites. And I got to tell you, hats off for Disney, you know, because Disney picked up on it. You know, they're distributing this, and you know, they did a great job with this. And it is underperforming, but I think this has a long ways to go yet.
Yeah. Hey, one other film I probably ought to highlight, the number one film in the nation, Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, made $28.5 million over the weekend. Like I said, it is the number one film. I'm going to read just a little bit from our conclusion online. I think it'll tell listeners what they need. Mm-hmm. We complimented by talking about a classic battle between good and evil, and then we go like this. We said, that said, in Paul's writing, I'd also like to suggest that Tim Burton's infatuation with the macabre and the grim is very much present here. We have a youngster reanimate toys with disembodied organs just to watch them fight each other to the death. We have villains feasting on piles of children's eyeballs. We have a beloved grandfather whose own eyes go chillingly missing. Anyways, it goes on and on and on.
Well, Bob Walaszewski, we're all wrapped up. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
By a photon woman, I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Way, for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
There is an